I'm Marco Werman. You're listening to The World. We all know that the health of the planet is linked to our health as humans in a lot of ways. On the simplest level, things like air pollution and contaminated water can make us sick. But in some places, the opposite is also true. Being sick can be bad for the planet. One American realized that while working in Indonesia long ago. Now she's trying to reverse that connection in an effort to save people and some Indonesian rainforest. Here's The World's Carolyn Beeler with a second part of her series this week on small-scale efforts to save some of Indonesia's big forest.
In the early 90s, Kinnery Webb took a year off of college to spend her days basically alone, deep in the jungle of Indonesian Borneo.
I thought I was going to study orangutans. I thought I was going to be like Jane Goodall.
Back then, she was 21 and passionate, but her passions were scattered. She thought a year studying orangutans would help her focus on a career in primatology. But then...
there's this one thing that happened to me that just really shifted where I thought I was going with my life.
An Indonesian colleague had cut his hand. It was just a small cut, so his reaction stunned Webb.
He looked at me with the fear of death in his eyes, like truly terrified. And I couldn't understand it.
Webb grew up without a lot of money in what she calls a remote little hippie town in New Mexico. But at this moment, she realized she'd had it easy compared to her colleague. The nearest good hospital was more than 20 hours away, and he had never had a tetanus shot.
And if he loses his hand, or the function of his hand, he will die.
The endangered orangutans Webb had come to Indonesia to study get a lot of attention here. But that day, Webb realized that Borneo's people were in trouble too, and that the health of both were linked. Because when her neighbors in the jungle town of Sukadana could get to the doctor, Webb learned that they often paid for it by illegally selling timber from the nearby national park.
One of my neighbors in Sukadana, he cut down 60 trees to pay for a C-section for his mother.
You can see the impact of this predicament. Many of the narrow roads around here are flanked by cleared land. I saw one patch that was still smoking after it had been logged and burned. Rising up in the middle of all that is the Gunung Palung National Park. It's hundreds of square miles of jungle, surrounded by villages and farms and palm oil plantations. It's a safe zone for thousands of endangered Bornean orangutans. But Webb says back in the 90s, you could always hear chainsaws buzzing away inside and feel the trees falling.
It's like an earthquake in your feet. You know, you can feel the, like, shaking of the earth.
Webb's year here in Indonesia made her abandon her idea of becoming the next Jane Goodall. Instead, she decided to go to medical school.
Because I actually believed that the best way to save rainforests and to save orangutans was going to be to provide healthcare.
23 years later, Webb is now 44 years old and runs a health center in the same Indonesian town of Sukadana. She opened it as a clinic in 2007, and it's just expanded into a small hospital down the road. The white one-story building is just outside the national park where Webb did her orangutan research. It's a busy place known by its acronym, OSRI. There's now another clinic in town, but this one, it's unique.
You can pay with non-cash means, so that people don't have to log in order to pay for healthcare. They can pay with manure, they can pay with labor, they can pay with seedlings, they can pay with beautiful handicrafts.
You can see some of the seedlings used as payment planted in the clinic's center courtyard. And there's another unique thing here. People who come from different villages pay different amounts for the same services. From her little booth, the cashier, Nani Utari, explains that if you live in a village where there's logging happening, you pay full price. If you live somewhere where logging has been stopped, you get a 70% discount. International donors make up the difference.
Tapi ada juga yang dari desa.
Utari says sometimes people fight with her. They're mad that they have to pay more when they themselves weren't the ones cutting down trees.
Saya sering bilang kepada mereka,
Utari tells them this. Even if you're not doing the logging, the deforestation impacts you. This is your chance to talk to the loggers, to try to get them to stop. Webb founded this whole clinic on the idea of creating social pressure to stop logging. One person it's worked on is a man called Masti. He brought his wife to the clinic when I was there to be treated for a heart attack.
tempatnya masing-masing.
He tells me he's talked to his neighbors to try to convince them to stop logging, but that hasn't happened yet. He's still paying full price at the clinic. About 60,000 people who live in dozens of villages on the edge of the Gunung Palung National Park are eligible for discounts at the hospital. Asri staff monitors logging in each of those villages. And that's one of the limitations of this model, and something that would make it hard to reproduce elsewhere. The clinic and the conservation team together take more than 100 people to run, and they're protecting only a tiny area. More than 10 parks the size of Gunung Palung could fit inside the land that's deforested in just 1 year in Indonesia. Still, Webb says based on her data, illegal logging in the park has decreased, and orangutan habitat has remained relatively protected since her clinic opened.
We started off with an estimated 1,350 logging households around the national park. After 5 years, we went down to 450, and we're now at about 180 individuals.
That also means less of the carbon dioxide that causes climate change being released into the atmosphere when the forest is cut. Now, it's hard to know how much of that change is due to Webb's work. There have been other efforts to discourage illegal logging over the last several years. And while logging has gone down, illegal farming in the park has actually gone up. What is clear is that after a decade, Kinnery Webb has become a beloved figure in the community. And that wasn't always the case for this white lady from America.
Some people were suspicious of this Westerner, you know.
This is Asri's executive director, Dr. Monica Nirmala.
They were thinking that there might be Christian mission or something like that.
But not anymore.
I think one of the best things that she did was that she created great team. Most of us, probably 99%, are Indonesian, only one American. And she really could pass the work to us.
That actually happened about 5 years ago, when a freak encounter with a jellyfish left Webb bedridden for 2 years.
All the staff just took over all the things I was doing. That is the thing that just, like, makes me so happy.
Webb's colleague, Monica Nirmala, says here, in a place better known for its endangered orangutans than the poor health of its residents, putting people first has been the key to Webb's success.
Sometimes people do not really accept conservation organization because they think that we only care about the forest. We don't care about the people. But I think by providing health care and also link them to conservation work, it's really effective. People trust their doctors and then they listen to us.
For The World, Carolyn Beeler, Sukadana, Indonesia.
Tomorrow we'll be doing a Reddit AMA, that's an Ask Me Anything, with Kinnery Webb, the doctor in Carolyn's story. You can find out more about how to join the conversation and ask your questions at pri.org/Indonesia. And here on the radio tomorrow, Carolyn continues her series with a story of a former Wall Street businessman who's trying to preserve a big chunk of Indonesian forest by making money off of it. You're listening to The World.